You are listening to the Team Flower Podcast, where we talk about flowers with people who've dedicated their lives to sharing them with the world. We have all kinds of guests on this podcast, magazine, editors, founders of various companies that relate to flowers, nonprofits, all kinds of things related to the flower world, including growing and designing and living a life with flowers. So we are gathering here this week. Our special guest is Christina of Fleur Society. You can follow her on Instagram at Posh Peony and at Fleur Society. That's spelled F-L-E-U-R Society. In this episode, we are talking a lot about the business side of things, how to start a smart business, one that's streamlined. We're chatting about the best programs that you can use for processes, invoicing, payment plans. She's a full-time elementary school teacher and an event planner, floral designer. So we're talking about how we balance these different passions that we have in life, and how if you are somebody like us who is multi-passionate and wants to be involved in several different things, how streamlining your business can make some of those things possible for you. This podcast is brought to you by Team Flower, an online support community dedicated to educating, connecting, and empowering flower lovers worldwide. We provide online classes, in-person events, and free weekly resources designed to support you in your journey with flowers. So whether you're a professional or you just love flowers, know that there's a place for you here. You are welcome. So come join the party at teamflower.org. Christina, welcome to the podcast. It is so great to have you here today.
Thank you so much. I'm just really excited to be here.
Sure. Well, tell us a little bit for people who are not familiar with you and your work with flowers. Fill us in a little bit on what it is that you do and how you got there. Like, what was your journey jumping into this business?
Yeah. So I actually started almost 15 years ago, and it's kind of weird for me to say that number because I feel like it was just yesterday sometimes. But I was really young. I was 21 years old and just recently graduated and started teaching full time. And so it just kind of fell onto my lap, actually. My mom's very creative. She's always inspired me to work with flowers. And she's not a floral designer, but she always loved to make decorations for people's homes. And she would actually sell them on, like, at a yard sale or even a local swap meet. So that's kind of how we started. People started asking us for help for their parties, and that turned into weddings. And the next thing I know, we're making business cards, which was really, really insane, because 15 years ago, there was really no resources out there on how to start a business or any help to look to. And so now we're just a very small boutique floral design company here in California. And these past 15 years have just been a huge roller coaster. My business has continue to grow, but it also has changed so much. I recently became a mother, I got married. And so those types of things really changed my direction. I've also dipped into education about 4 years ago in my business. And so it's quite a journey, but it's been really great to see the change and the evolution in the business. And it just really makes me excited to where I'm at right now. So I'm really happy to be here.
Absolutely. That's so fun. So is your mom still a part of the business now, or is it something that you kind of run with on your own?
Yeah, she's still a huge part of my business, and she's my lead designer. And since we became full-time back then, you know, she was helping me run it while I essentially was still teaching. And so she, till this day, helps me 95% of the time actually putting out the floral design or floral designs and creating all the flowers. She does a lot of the hands-on stuff while I'm more of the behind the scenes business kind of stuff. So she's a huge part. I don't know what I'd do without her, honestly.
Aww, that's awesome. Well, let's jump into that business side. That's something that I know you are super duper passionate about. And I am too. And I'm so, so thankful for people like you who are sharing information and encouraging people to have strong business practices, because if we don't have those, our dream can float away really quickly or become a source of frustration rather than a place of joy. And so I just, if you can get your business set up and systemized in a way that works for you, I just feel like so important for the long-term sustainability of a dream. So I would love to chat more about that since being creative-minded, since it doesn't usually lend itself to keeping up with that business side, why don't you just fill us in with a few, maybe steps that you've taken to overcome that obstacle in your own business with flowers?
Yeah. And so I think that's where I got real lucky because my mom was the real super creative one. And I was just always very business type A, I'm a teacher minded kind of person, organized all the time. And so in order for us to make this work, because I was still a brand new teacher full time, and this business just kept growing and growing, growing. And so my mother really wanted to keep this going. And so I did too. We had a lot of fun doing this, and I had to figure out a way to make both of these things work because they essentially became both full-time jobs, And so back then it was quite the challenge. And that's why I preach this so much, because today we have so many resources that make this very simple for us, systemizing, creating workflows. And, there's a lot of CRMs out there now, but I had to basically create all of this from scratch. I was using Word document and Excel spreadsheets and templates, all sorts of different things that I had to create in order to systemize my process to help me with time, because I was working literally all day at work at school, and I would come home and work all evening trying to manage this business and make it grow. And so it was pretty much a non-negotiable in my business to systemize it. I had no choice because that was the only way I saw it working out for us. And so it forced me into this. And today I just kind of laugh, like, oh my God, like everything is so easy now. And so I've made my systems, I've switched them over a few years back to the systems that exist today that just make it 1,000 times easier. It's just a no-brainer, really. And so anyone out there who's struggling, like you said, this is the first step. Whether you're new or in business for so long, it's a must to systemize your business and streamline it as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. I think that that streamlining piece, what had happened to me is a little bit different than your story, in that I jumped into flowers full time right away, did not have to systemize right away because I had a lot of time. So I was kind of figuring that out initially, but whenever I got super duper busy and was working on weddings weekend after weekend, and then still receiving inquiries and, doing everything on my own, it was like, oh my gosh, like I all of a sudden didn't have time, because it took off really rather like kind of unexpectedly quickly where we had moved to. And so it is, like you had said, it's kind of funny now looking back, seeing how simple it really is once you can get all of your pieces of your inquiry process and all those things put together so that you can move very quickly from the time that you receive an inquiry until you book and all those kinds of things. I absolutely love that. And you've made so many resources available over at Fleur Society, is what Christina's educational wing of her business is called. And you have a mailing list that you're sending out content regularly to help people with this business kind of focus side of things as well. Some really great content there as well. Do you want to talk just a little bit about some of the topics that you talk about on Fleur Society?
Yeah, absolutely. So Fleur Society, yeah, like you mentioned, it's my teaching platform. I love it so much. And we have, it's crazy to think, but so many florists from all over the world are involved. And every week we do just as much content as possible. And because I recently became a mother last year, or a couple years ago, my gosh, 2 years almost, I had to change it a little bit. And so we have webinars every month. We have the summits twice a year. We have just lots of different content pieces that include resources and templates. So we mostly talk business stuff because that's my passion. I want to make sure that I can get the word out to as many people who are struggling out there in their business and are stuck in the systems of their business that don't know where to go and don't know where to turn, because I remember 100% what that felt like, you know, 15 years ago, trying to balance it all. And I know that a lot of us are still even working a second job because we have to, and that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but it doesn't have to be this way. Like, we don't have to struggle anymore, especially today with so many resources out there. So I love to share information about workflows and process, like inquiry process, consultation process, proposal process, templates, anything that really saves time and increases productivity is like my jam. I love it. It's just, I can talk forever about this. So
yeah,
so I invite everyone to just dig in and learn as much as possible and start implementing right away. It's just going to make your life so much easier.
Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely worth every single moment that it takes to get the system down and to get it perfectly right, because it pays, it pays dividends over and over and over and over again. Yeah, absolutely.
Financial support for the production of this podcast is brought to you by Team Flowers Online Business Growth Class. If you're feeling overworked and underpaid, if you find yourself sacrificing time with family and friends to support a quickly growing flower business, this class is for you. If left unchecked, business growth can lead to feelings of overwhelm and burnout. But what if I told you there was another way? The topics covered in this comprehensive class will allow you to skip the season of confusion that often accompanies growth and rediscover what a healthy work-life balance looks like. In this class, we'll take a deep dive into your business to pinpoint frustrations, spot opportunities for streamlining, and identify those strengths that will help you transition and launch to the next phase. We'll also walk through new revenue streams, hiring, online advertising, and even give you videos that you can use to train your staff on the basics. If you're ready to learn how to work less and get paid, you can join online at teamflower.org/online.
What would be maybe one thing if somebody is kind of in that place where they're feeling pretty overwhelmed with, you know, where do I even start? What would be one area that you feel like just that would be like, hey, this is a solution for this specific like aspect of, you know, having a business with flowers? What would you tell somebody like that? Just a quick tip.
Yeah. You know, the best advice I can give anybody, it doesn't matter if you're just starting out in business forever, struggling or not struggling, overwhelmed or not overwhelmed, is to get yourself some sort of a CRM system. And so what that means, it's a platform system that organizes your business backend. Okay. And so there's many out there. I personally use Honeybook. I've been with them since the start. They're fantastic. Fantastic. And what that allows me to do is really have everything, every single piece of my business backend in one place. Okay. And so I only have to log into one single place to get a hold of my contracts, my proposals, my email templates, my workflows, and also manage my clients. And so if you can start with something like that from day one, or if you don't have it, jump in right away as soon as possible. It has made just the biggest difference in my business. And this is as of 5 years ago, I believe 5-6 years ago that they've been around and I've switched over. But before, you know, I had to do everything manually. Like I mentioned, I had to send, copy and paste my email templates into Google. And I had to then create an Excel worksheet for a proposal. And then I had to draft up the Word document contract. And all of these things had to be sent manually. And then they had to email them back to me manually. And that wasn't always easy sometimes because I didn't have a fax. They had to mail it to me, which is a huge wad of paper and a lot of waste of paper, I should say. So it was just really old school. And I don't feel that it really did anything for me in terms of, I mean, it kept me organized, but it was a little overwhelming because it didn't really save me time. It was a lot of additional steps, but it also didn't lend itself to a positive client experience, I believe. You know, I feel like it was just too many things my clients had to do on their end. And so with a CRM system, you can save all of that time. Everything can be automated if you'd like. And you most importantly create a much better client experience is an elevated client experience where your clients don't really have to do much except click a file, view it, and sign it and send it back. Like, it's really simple for them. And it just makes the process very easy for everybody. And what I love most about it is that everything lives in one place. So whatever communication we've ever had or whatever files ever got sent, it's all there. I don't have to go dig into like Gmail or my file cabinet, old school, right? But right. I didn't have to do that anymore. And so it's nice to just have it all in one place. And a CRM system, whichever one you decide to go with, is going to really help you get there.
I love how you use HoneyBook as almost a sales tool, really, and you load like all of your products and services into it. Can you talk a little bit about that and kind of how that works?
Yeah. So HoneyBook has just a ton of features and it all comes together in a nice workflow for me. So I have an inquiry process. So whenever I get an inquiry on my website, it just funnels right into HoneyBook and HoneyBook does the rest because my workflows are already in place. So when HoneyBook gets that trigger, it sends them a brochure and it sends them the email that goes along with that. And then once they select something there in the brochure where all of my services and just kind of my offerings are listed, they get the questionnaire. And then it just goes on and on into all the steps that it takes to get to the consultation. And so the really nice thing about HoneyBook is that all of this is built in one place and you can literally go in there and customize everything however you want. And so with my brochure, for example, I've gone in there and listed out my offerings. I've added beautiful images, so it kind of goes with my branding, and I've automated everything through the workflow feature as well. And so the less you have to do, the better. And the automation feature in HoneyBook has really allowed me to literally automate my entire process in terms of inquiry to consultation to proposal to booking. And even the client experience after that is pretty much automated. And so with all of these features that are already built in, you don't have to use pretty much anything else. You could just do it all there. And so that's how I've been able to keep my process pretty streamlined and also just customize as I go along. So if I have a different workflow for, let's just say, birthday parties or corporate events, they will get the workflow that's tied into that process. It's not a wedding process anymore. And so that's just the beauty behind HoneyBook. I can go on and on about it, honestly, but it's going to help in terms of streamlining just even your simple process without having to do a lot of manual steps. It's really going to just cut down on all that time that you're spending doing that so that you can just focus more on the creative side, which is the fun side, right? The side we all like here.
Right. Can you talk a little bit about the part of the invoice part of your process, how you have like all of the different items that someone has chosen, but then things that they can also maybe add on like later in the process, or like what the payment schedule looks like with that system?
Yeah. So my proposal, I've set it up into different kind of like packages. And so I have a team package where my pricing is at a certain minimum, where my team mostly takes over those type of packages because it's a lower minimum. Then we have the higher minimum, which mostly involves me that does top to bottom design. And so when we book whatever package it is, it doesn't matter. We've broken it down into sections. And so we have, for example, we have personal section, we have ceremony section, we have reception, and then we have like other services like rentals and things like that that we offer. And so whatever we end up sending to our clients as a proposal, it's what we've talked about in the consultation, whatever they've addressed in their questionnaire, just the things that we've made known. But my proposal template also offers that additional pricing, like you mentioned. And so if they wanted to do add-ons later, it's just a click of a button, adding the quantity, and it just adds it to the total already there. And so it's very easy to manipulate. It's a template that you can just delete or add at any step of the way. And the really, really nice thing about HoneyBook also is that you can modify as you go, but also the payment plan updates itself. So I have a payment plan that I do with my my clients, and it's not like a traditional payment plan that a lot of people use where it's like a retainer and then like 30 days out or 90 days out. I do a monthly payment scale or monthly payment plan. And so I decided to change it to that a few years back because I started noticing a trend. My clients, obviously, they're paying for a different vendors at the same time. So money is limited. And when you start taking, let's just say a $10,000 floral package and you divide it into four big payments, it's not as attractive to some people, like, oh, like that's a huge payment, you know? And so when you break it up into, let's just say it's a year out, that payment becomes so much more affordable psychologically. I know it's weird, right? It's a weird concept, but it's so true. And so when I started breaking down payments to however months out they were to their wedding, which normally is 9 to 12 months, sometimes even 16 months, but we don't go past 12 anymore. It used to, but not anymore. It just made it my services seem that much more affordable without really changing my pricing. And so the nice thing about HoneyBook is you can manipulate that payment plan however you want. It could be monthly, weekly, you can do trimesters, you can break it down by percentages, however you want. And so that has helped my process, my booking process, just it was easier to book and close the sale almost immediately and not having to hunt, you know, people down later and what do they call it these days? Ghosting. I hear that term a lot. I'm like, oh gosh, everyone's getting ghosted. So we actually get, you know, replies now. You know, we don't get ghosted if that's what you want to call it, but it's just great. Makes it that much easier.
Yeah. Well, and I never have thought about in the messaging piece. I like to do that monthly payment plan as well, but I never thought about breaking it down into like whenever you're giving them that proposal back, instead of it being like, and your total is $10,000 and then breaking it down into saying like, okay, it's whatever amount monthly is a very friendly and approachable way to talk about that we really don't do in this industry very much. Or really, I mean, I have never heard of any type of vendor in the wedding industry doing kind of like a, it's only this much a month kind of thing. But all of our, you know, all of our bills and things that we do in personal life, a lot of times are coming out monthly and we know what our wiggle room is monthly. And so that does make a lot of sense to add that kind of vocabulary in for the consumer. I like that a lot. It's really good.
For them, you know, I call it an investment. I'm like, your investment with me is this much. And every month is this much. And they just totally like can grasp that much easier. Just like you said, you know, we have house payments, car payments, and
right.
A $500,000 home doesn't seem expensive when you're only paying $2,000 a month, you know, like, you know, it's just weird, mm-hmm. but it totally works. And it's definitely made a huge difference in our process.
If you're enjoying today's episode of the Team Flower podcast, would you help us by leaving a rating and review? The more ratings and reviews, the easier it is for other flower lovers to find the podcast. Thanks for being a part of Team Flower and helping us build this dream together. We're so grateful. So hop over there, leave a rating and review, and we'll see you next time on the Team Flower podcast.
Right. Absolutely. Well, you had mentioned that you don't schedule out past 12 months. Do you want to talk a little bit about why you made that choice?
Oh, yeah. So we've shot ourselves in the foot a few times doing that. And as you guys know, it's mostly the seasonality. Things, pricing, especially here in California, changes all the time. And so when we're quoting somebody who's getting married 2 years out, let's just say $4,000, like that can easily go up to six the next year. And we have to eat that cost and or it's not as profitable. Or, you know, we're saying no to something bigger that we could have gotten that day. You know what I mean? So now, because I am very limited on the events we take on every year, I have a minimum. And I also don't like to do past 12 months for that very reason, just because I want to make sure that we are booking the maximum client, like our ideal client. And so if we have someone that if we're booking a $4,000 package and missing out on something that's $8,000, which is going to you know, allow me to work less, I rather do that. It's mostly that, honestly. And then so much can happen in 2 years. I think it's just kind of a liability as well. Like, you know, they could break up and then you've already said no to that date a million times probably. And so these things have happened in the past for us. And so I just decided that anyone who's getting married usually is more of a decision maker when their wedding is 9 to 12 months out. And besides that, they're mostly price shopping you if they're unwilling to put money down, you know, and or even agree to the terms that pricing can change and it will affect seasonality, could affect pricing later on. And so some people just don't feel comfortable with that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing about, I mean, really until you've been through like many seasons with weddings, as your business like grows and develops and changes, like that kind of business model that you decide that you want to run with in whatever season of life that it is that you're in, it can change and it can change really quickly. And that's one of the reasons why I think that deciding kind of season to season what you're walking into and the types of jobs that you're wanting to take and what scale does that look like and all those kinds of things. Because like you said, like you just had a baby, I just had a baby, like, but because of how this works, you can from season to season switch the types of jobs that you're taking on. You can switch the quantities of jobs that you're working on. You could decide that you're going to build out a team and that you're going to be less involved in whatever piece of it. So it's however you want to make it work for life. But that's one of the things that I love about a flower business so much is that you can decide based on what's going on in your personal life, how you want to build and change your business. Like that's the awesome thing about entrepreneurship. Saul, my dad was an entrepreneur in some senses. He's a dentist, but I saw what he was doing and kind of the flexibility, of course, within limits that you have, and just really wanted to be able to have that in my own life as well. And that's one of the things that I love about it. So I think that it is wise to, unless you have built out a team and you have a very developed, defined business model, to give yourself a little bit of space there with the booking piece of it. I love that. You had also mentioned earlier about how, you know, you systemize because you were working as a teacher as well. And I actually think that that's one of the things that I really love about a wedding business and about systemizing is that I'm like a multi-passionate person. I like to do all kinds of different things. And systemizing and having this type of business means that you can do other things. So like I also went to school to be a teacher, but whenever I graduated, jobs were so extremely limited in the field that I was in. But I've always thought that like it would be really fun to just like for a season of life to like go back and do that for a little while. And I think that would totally be possible. Yes, I would like to be with the middle school. I love middle schools. Like I love that age so much. And I would love to go back. I did home ec was well, or family and consumer sciences is what they call it. But yes, I would love to at some point, whenever everything aligns, I would love to go back and do that. Like just probably not until I'm retirement age or anything, but just for a season of life, I'd love to like go do that. That was just like a dream that I've always had. And for somebody who likes to pursue a lot of different ideas or things like that, that's something fun that this work allows. So anyway, I totally agree.
And a lot of people don't know this, but I'm still teaching full time. Like I'm going into my 15th year
that is awesome.
I always get asked, why are you still teaching? I'm just like, it's a really hard to walk away from teaching when you love it so much. And so really hard to, for me, I feel like I would be letting my community down and I hate to disappoint people. And so my kids, I love my students so much. They're wonderful kids and I teach elementary. And so these kids are just, they're stuck on me. I can't get rid of them no matter what I do. So yeah. I've really just had to figure out a way to balance it all. And for those that are still working a second job, like I invite people to embrace their jobs and their businesses as much as possible and not feel embarrassed or feel that it's wrong to, or maybe not wrong, but at some point in my business and my career, I felt a little ashamed of being a teacher. I felt like some people thought I wasn't very legit, you know? And so I was just like, no, like this, this is my profession. I went to school for this and I love it. But it's okay to have a second job if you have to sustain your life, you know, your bills and things like that. And no one should ever feel ashamed of that. And so I always empower those that are still working that 9 to 5 and having to make ends meet however they can, like, go for it. Like, you do you, you know, do what you have to do. And if it is your passion to go full-time florist, then by all means, do it when you can and when you're sustainable and you feel confident enough to be able to have the life that you want with just the one income. That's perfectly fine and normal. Like, don't feel bad about it. So.
Yeah. Well, and two, I think we talk about diversifying your investments or diversifying revenue streams and things like that, and working mm-hmm. in a different industry, in a different role, in a different job, I think is a really smart thing to do.
Absolutely.
A really smart thing to do. And if you're in a place where you're able to systemize and have the time to be able to do, like, that's, I think it's total pro to be able to do that if you want to or whatever. But yeah, so.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
I'm glad we had that chat, because there's a lot of people who are in that boat or may feel like, oh, it's not, if I'm still working another job or another place, it means that this one hasn't taken off in the way. No, like, I mean, that could be where you are or what you're feeling like your situation, or it could just be that, you know, you like doing many things, or you want to diversify what you're doing, or you want to scale. Like, scale is something just that you have to decide what that looks like. And like we discussed a little bit before, like exactly. In different seasons of life, like, that scale is something that you can always shrink back, pull up, all those kinds of things. I love it.
I love that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for being here today and for chatting about this. I'm glad that we circled back. That was not something we had planned to talk about, but I feel like that's something that is really relevant for a lot of our listeners. And so I'm glad that we circled back with that. If that is you out there and you're listening, we just want to give you like a really big high five. Yeah. To keep moving forward. So
love that.
Well, Christina, how can we connect with you outside of the podcast? Can you fill us in on your Instagram? And then also, if you don't mind just mentioning your website address so people can link up with that as well.
Sure. Yeah. So if you guys want to follow along with our floral journey, that's poshpeony.com or at poshpeony on Instagram. And the educational side of things is over at floursociety.com or at floursociety on social media. So it's very simple. Very simple to remember, I think.
Perfect. Well, thanks again so much for being here. And for all of you that are out there listening, we're so glad that you took the time to join us today. And we're cheering you on here at Team Flower. As we sign off today, I want to remind you that your work with flowers matters. It's about more than the blooms. You're loving the world. You make magic happen. You're creating memories. You're following a dream, delivering light and grace. Here at Team Flower, we're cheering you on, one bloom at a time. Thank you for listening to the podcast. And until next time, remember that we're so thankful for each bucket that you wash and each bag of garbage that you take out of your studio that makes all of this possible. If you're looking for more floral education that's free, conversation, or inspiration, just visit teamflower.org/free to see the library of helpful videos and articles for florists, growers, and flower business owners. You'll find helpful tips on everything from creating flower walls to hiring freelancers and much, much more.